And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. A friend of mine went into a local pop-up store to look for a Halloween costume for her grandson. She was horrified to find a rack of toy assault weapons that are paired with various costumes for boys. After the Newtown school shooting, she thought this inappropriate and insensitive. She asked me to inquire of the store what their policy was regarding the role of lethal weapons as appropriate for children in light of the massacre. I confirmed the assault weapons display and asked a clerk if they thought it questionable after Newtown. The clerk said it did both, but the clerk was just working a low-wage, temporary job and glad to have it. I called Moms Rising, an organization devoted to safety of children, who asked me to find out the company so they could ask to have the toys removed. I talked with the manager, who was, believe it or not, packing heat herself, the real thing. She said she grew up in Georgia with guns, was an expert, and felt comfortable with her gun in the store after having once been held up herself. No sense talking with someone who not only didn't make policy, but was fine with assault weapons as Halloween toys. My opinions on the proliferation of guns that results in 32,000 gun deaths a year in the U.S., one-third of them suicides, is well known, and I hear from gun advocates about protecting their Second Amendment rights. Of course, they don't recognize the part of the Supreme Court decision that said, like most rights, the right secured by the Second Amendment is not unlimited. It is not a right to keep and carry any weapon whatsoever in any manner whatsoever and for whatever purpose. Yesterday, a 3-year-old found a loaded gun in her home and killed herself. This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.